Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Alec.
We're the Pedgy Brothers.
And this is StoryTap, where my brother and I try to tap the potential of an idea by turning it into a big pile of money.
This episode, Alotar. We're selling out and just making a TV show that's just a long commercial for a trading card game. You know it's a lot of money?
$1 billion?
Yes. And you know where we get $1 billion?
Where?
A trading card game company.
This one's been a while in the making when you mentioned it once, and then we forgot about it because we were doing something else.
Yeah, I have to get back to making the list of episode ideas because it's pretty obvious when I come up with it the day of.
Okay.
But I'm invested in this one, so it might as well be on a list.
Okay, trading card game show. So, here is the question. Do we want to do a show that is about people playing the card game, or do we want to go Pokemon Digimon style, where it's the stuff that are... It's the about the people with the monsters that are in the cards.
Word. Okay. Are there people at all in that latter option?
I think you need people. Like, all of these... All of these premises have people. Like, Pokemon has people. Digimon has people who are, like, particularly out of their element. And, you know, in Pokemon and Digimon, the battle translates into the game that you play.
That's very true.
With cards. Whereas, you know, in Yu-Gi-Oh! And other less important shows... which were actually better, which I'm sure we'll talk about. Chaotic. It's chaotic.
I love chaotic.
Chaotic is amazing. But, you know, in those, people play the card game itself.
Yeah. We don't have to decide that right away, but what could supplement us deciding that is deciding the vibe first.
The vibe.
Do we want it to be magical and mystical, or do we want it to be somehow based in technology? You know, okay, I should give examples. Mystical magical is like, I guess, like Magic the Gathering, where, like, you put down a card, but it has a rune on it, and that's why it summons the whatever thing that's on the card. And then there's technical, which is Digimon. They didn't even have cards in the Digimon show. They just went into the... Internet, I guess?
Cyber Chase ripoff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But
for real.
And then there's just like an alternate world where there's monsters. Like, it's wildlife.
Yeah.
Or we could come up with a fourth thing. I don't want to do, what is that, Warhammer? I don't want to do something where we just come up with like a whole world and then base cards around it. Like, I want it to be very obvious that the cards... are driving the world building rather than the other way around.
So there we go. The cards are driving the world building.
I mean, the designing of the cards in the real world is driving the world building.
Okay.
Like, we need a red one, all right? And then we'll make a red one, and then we'll write him into the show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We'll make a red monster.
100%, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, we need a red one. We'll write him into the show. We've got the main guy, who's like this, and there's a girl, and...
Yes. Alright, there's...
And there's a chubby dude,
because
there's always a chubby dude,
so there's
and he's
the,
great.
There's the three homies, two of them already best friends, a third guy who joins after, but is also in the pilot for the remainder of the show, and then the girl, who's like, basically a guy. We're going by, like, late 90s... TV show rules.
Great. Okay.
The tried and true formula. We're going for money. We're selling out right now.
Got it. Okay. What are the cards? What is this all about? In Yu-Gi-Oh, it revolves around some, like, ancient Egyptian religion. I don't know. I never watched it.
I have no idea what Yu-Gi-Oh is supposed to be. Well, I did hear that Yu-Gi-Oh was... I think it was a show first, it was a show where people played this fake card game called Yu-Gi-Oh, and then they saw the demand for a card game. They made a card game, but then the rules that they used in the show were just broken, so they were like, yeah, whatever. So the show and the card game within the show are this just hodgepodge mess where none of the rules match up. Oh, I love that.
Well,
I love stories like
that.
Well,
you know, whatever sells your very expensive bookmarks.
The advantages of mystical,
mm-hmm.
or we could do something no one's ever done before. I'll bookmark that in my brain. There's mystical, magical, where we just summon them from another dimension, or there's a lot of room with that one, but there's got to be crystals.
Yep, always crystals.
There's scientific, which is a lot easier for kids to pretend is real, because it's like the internet is this amorphous thing when you first are getting into it, and you can pretend to be inside of it. Or what was that one card game with the barcodes? Do you remember that?
Scanners.
It was just called Scanners?
Pretty sure.
You would just, like, scan a barcode with something?
Or something. Yeah, you scan a barcode, and then some of them had alien monsters in them.
Yeah.
And then you fought them, and then, yeah.
It was boring.
Yeah. I can never get the thing to scan.
Yeah, it was...
Can never get it to work.
That's a pretty big barrier to entry.
It really is.
Trying it.
Mom got them for us, and we kept... Never worked. Never once got one to scan.
Big L, we're gonna look into that later.
Yeah.
And then the one I was talking about no one's ever done before is... Aliens?
Aliens?
And here's how we can do it. It's chaotic. Remember the show Chaotic? Remember the card game Chaotic? They went into... They, like, scanned their brain or something, and then it sent them into this, like, little... Second Life type of setting.
Yeah.
Where they would run around and then they would go back and rejoin up with their bodies. And, like, their physical human body would be walking around doing stuff unaware of what their scanned brain consciousness was doing in the setting. And then they would only get those memories when they return to the real world. We could do something like that. Where, oh man, it's just Avatar. You know how you would go in the tank and then you would control a Na'vi alien or Avatar? That could be it. And that's, oh, that right there. We already have how you collect cards. Is you gotta don't forget your chip implant thingy if you want to control a new monster.
Right. Beep. Okay.
Or maybe it would just, that would be a little messed up ethically if you actually control the thing itself.
All right, then we make it an empathy link.
Empathy link.
Commune. Like, it's a team.
Oh, yeah, it's a team. Yeah. Oh, man, that's... Oh, gosh. That's so dumb.
Yeah, of course it's so dumb.
It's so great for the TV show. Because then you have, that whole Pokemon arc of...
One with the monster.
Yeah, man.
And, the evil guy controls the monsters.
Yeah, he's like, I am the monster. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's oppression? Slavery?
Yeah.
I think that's slavery.
That's slavery. Yeah, yeah. That's, fun brain fact. Slavery.
That's where the idea of zombies comes from. An old, I think it's a North African legend. How that was
it's
the
part
most,
of voodoo religion.
It's voodoo.
Yeah.
It's the most terrifying thing. It's your body coming back to life, but it's not your, soul in it. And then, the West was just oh, cool.
Yeah, I think that's, where the actual word comes from.
Zombie.
I don't know.
Neat.
That's a little speculative.
Word. So, let's come up with a few... Well, we don't really have to come up with characters at all. There's Mike and Lance. And what's... I came up with Lance for Lancer, but what's... Harriet for the heart, the girl of the group. There's Mike, Lance, Harriet, and big guy. Biggie, no. And Smalls. How do these age unspecified...
These kids all got stuck in detention on the same day because they were...
Roughhousing.
Yeah, they were roughhousing.
Or maybe Mike was the only one not roughhousing.
Right. Well, they were.
It was
misunderstanding. It's all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, there you go.
One was.
Mike's a good boy.
Mike, they're good. All of them are good boys. Lance was standing up to a bully, and Lance was standing up to a bully, and Harriet was trying to help this kid who had been victimized. How many of these people do we have? Is it four?
We've got four. You can add more. It doesn't matter.
Fine. There's a small... There's just a small dude. It's
small.
Yeah. They got picked on. Small.
There's Smalls.
There's Smalls.
There's the big guy Smalls, and then there's Small, and the small guy.
God, we gotta give that kid a different name. And it's a girl, because it can be a girl.
Yeah, more diversity. Hooray. Hoorah.
Not really. It's, I mean...
Whatever. We're not here for diversity points. We're here for money.
Money, right? We're here for money. And gender balance of 3-2 is optimal for monetary gain.
There we go.
There we go. So we've got.
So Mike, Lance, Smalls, and Harriet were all chilling. Here we go. Smalls was standing up to the bully. Vince, or Vaughn, because Vince sounds too much like Lance.
Right.
Vaughn, but he goes by V. He's like, don't call me Vaughn, my name is V, I go by V. Guess who's going to be the bad guy later in the show?
Yeah. I think his brain should get taken over by aliens.
Oh my gosh.
And his brain gets so taken over, he thinks that he's the one controlling the aliens that they make him take over later.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So, we've got our main squad, our A team, in detention. And how about, okay, it's under, is it an underground lab underneath the school, or is it a teacher is also a member of some NASA secret project thing?
Oh, I think a meteor should hit the ground, or it's a crash landing situation. It's like, we were all here at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it is. I think it works as... We were here at this moment. They get a Green Lantern situation.
Interesting.
And the psychic blast...
The psychic blast from the meteor.
Gives okay, hang on. And V is also in detention.
Oh, for something else,
and
maybe.
And the teacher's out. He leaves. He's like, later, losers. And they think he's not affected. And then later they find out he is.
Yes.
He was hit.
He came back to say the N-word. All right, I love that.
Yeah, okay, so that. He steps out and he's like, I'm going to go smoke. Wait, I got to turn around and say the N-word. I'll open the door. It's like, and they all get psychic blasted.
So, we've established that these four plus Vaughn are the only kids who will have this psychic link out with the aliens out. There?
Yes.
Okay, and then the fifth group member, Small, what is his name? What's the little nerd's name? Who's the one that's going to build us helmets that we have to put on if we want to make our psychic link? Steven. Steve. Stevie. 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 Love a good girl named Stevie in media. Stevie. She's a nerd. And she, oh my gosh, her like avatar... That she, like, links with over in whatever nebula, Glasbar planet. She's the only one who's, like, smart enough to build the thing. Everyone else is, like, having dreams where they're like, whoa, I just woke up in a cold sweat because I was fighting a giant monster. And I was a medium-sized, smallish monster, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, this is so dope. So we've got an alien Na'vi type of species that sent this weird meteor / piece of technology. They played some sort of role in the meteor crashing down.
Right, yeah. It's like a bio ship, because who doesn't want bio ships?
Bio ship.
Bio ship.
Bio ship. Awesome. Okay. So let's start coming up with actual, like, plot points for the pilot. What's the very first thing we see?
Space war.
Ooh, a little teaser scene as the first thing of, like, the Na'vi and the bad...
Na'vi.
The Bobby.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say Na'vi because people are just going to get in their brains.
Yeah, we've got, like, you know...
Na'vi backwards, like, is just Ivan.
Light blue glowing aliens and dark purple glowing aliens.
Yeah, there you go. Alien sounding names. Here we go.
Right, okay, so these are, like... These aliens are made out of light. Okay, hang on. I'm totally getting this. I'm totally doing this. These are like the most powerful aliens, because they lived eons ago, and they transcended the need for physicality, and now they're like the psychic beings who hold the universe together. This they is are consciousness.
Our main ones?
Yeah,
are
yeah, good these guys? Are the, yeah, these are the aliens. Like, and then, but at some point, they split, and there was one, and there's, so now there are these good psychic energy aliens who are fighting these bad psychic energy aliens who want to dominate all consciousness.
Okay. We're getting a little technical. This is cool.
And it's like people, like, be, and you know, it's just like a bunch of fascist buzzwords with the purple aliens. They're like, it's like,
we believe in control.
Eugenics.
Order. Cool jackets.
You don't get the right to vote.
No more election
tests for voting.
Awesome.
Election integrity, we swear.
Freaking news. Oh, you shouldn't see that.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, good. Okay. So, what is our first plot point? I think...
Oh, wait. The purple evil aliens, like, all look exactly the same.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the blue aliens. Yeah, the blue aliens.
Bad guys, but
they all look exactly the same. And then there's, like, there's this grouping of, like, the... There's all the regular ones, some tougher ones, the super ones, and the big bad, the biggest one, who is the most purple and the most glowy. But
yes.
all of the blue aliens look different. They're all like different kind of alien looking things.
All right.
Okay.
This
okay.
Is good.
Cool.
I just looked up blue in Latin, and is that caerulean or cerulean? The ceruleans.
I have no
the
idea.
The ceruleans.
Ceruleans.
The ceruleans.
I like
and what
that.
Is purple in Latin? Magenta. The
magents.
The magents and the ceruleans.
The magisterians.
Magisterians.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Magisterians.
Sounds monolithic.
And cerulean. Okay, ceruleans. So we've got the good guys. The
yes.
ceruleans.
Exactly.
They, why, before we get into Mike and Lance and Vaughn and Smalls and Harriet and Stevie, remembered all their names in the first try.
Wow.
Before
nice.
We get into them, let's check out the socio-political situation in space, in deep space. We're going to just call it deep space, I guess. What is the level of technology they both have? Spaceships?
Like they're, I pictured this as like, they're so beyond, all of this that they just kind of exist. Like they don't have bodies. They are energy creatures.
Interesting.
Who basically live in this other realm. I was like, space, whatever. I am on any planet I care to be on because in my dimension, everything is just over there.
Okay.
I walk over there, I enter your realm, and now I'm in a different galaxy.
Huh. Okay. That might be a little beyond kids. That might be a bit too deep.
I mean, chaotic was pretty easy to grasp.
Well, yeah, but they had, like, avatars. They could, like, look at their own hands and...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, these kids, when they're doing this, they like, you know, they sync up and they're in the psychic realm of these aliens.
Okay.
And they have this trading card game style battles in this psychic otherworld. I don't know. I'm just thinking about like the logistical, not problems exactly, but I mean, just like how we're figuring out, it's like, how are these aliens hopping across the galaxy all the time to fight each other? Like, are we doing like one alien at a time fighting the bad aliens?
One alien at a time fighting the bad aliens. I think that's where it's at.
Oh, that just doesn't sound very promising as a trading card show to me.
I see what you mean. It's tricky.
Tricky.
How about they just get sucked over there? The kids, the meteor, instead of, like, mind tapping these kids, it's like a portal.
Yeah. All right.
And since they were there when it crashed, they're the only ones who can enter the portal.
Yeah.
And so the kids, like, keep it a secret at the school. You know, old computer room nobody uses. Remember Code Lyoko?
Yeah. Which, was,
show
which
was
worked.
Raw.
That show was crazy. Awesome.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
And then everybody fist bumps, and then they go to the, you know, sort of the their psychic space base, which is cool.
Okay.
And then they all psychic space go to a planet to do something. That yeah. Day.
And, okay, here...
To get their monster best friend.
Yes. And their monster best friend... now, instead of having a counterpart where they, like, possess anything, now it's just, like, a pet. You dig? There's, like, a guy. There's, like, a... What was that guy's name? The big face in Power Rangers?
Zordon.
You know, there's a Zordon who sent that meteor, and he was like, I was looking for warriors. Y'all will do. And they're like, we're 12. And then he's and then he tells all of them, here's the situation. There are these bad magisterians. We're keeping that.
Yeah, that's
good.
Bad
magisterians. Yeah. They're purple and big and dangerous, and they're trying to take over by, there we go, possessing local wildlife and civilians and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that way you know if they got glowing purple eyes, then they're a bad one.
Right.
Otherwise.
And then, you know, we go to this one planet where those guys are taken over.
Yep.
And we find the one quirky standout amongst the species. It's like, only we need you, special quirky one, to stop evil.
They're not all bad.
What?
Oh, the...
No, of the local. Of, like, the local.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought you meant, like, a quirky... Local Magisterian.
No, that'll work, though.
Later season,
know?
Though.
That's, like, in season... End of season two, when they get Vaughn to stop being evil.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
because, like, in the first episode, it's like, yeah... It's like the end of the first episode. It's like, you see that there was, like... There's, like, a purple spot on the back of Vaughn's neck.
Yeah. So the audience knows before the A-team?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was like, and you know, in like episode 4 or 5 or whatever, he's like, he starts hearing voices and he's like,
you know what is important. Strength and power.
End of list.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Poor manipulatable teens. Poor everyone. So, now that we've retooled it, we can go back and we can start coming up with plot points again.
Okay, great.
So the very first thing we see is...
Yeah, this feels like it has legs to make a card game.
Yeah, this is dope. Like, Zordon-type Andraz. Andraz is an anagram for Zordon.
Yeah.
We got Andraz, who's like, oh no, something bad is happening. I'm going to put my consciousness tucked... I'm going to put my main program tucked away in a little secret safe home planet.
Yeah.
And then send out this asteroid to crash land on a random planet to recruit Earth's mightiest warriors, the Avengers.
Yeah. My counterpart has broken free after me suppressing him for millennia.
There's a bad Andraz? That's awesome! No Draz. Andraz, no, too similar. We'll come up with that later.
Zorblorb.
Yes, Zorblorb. There's Andraz and Zorblorb and Mike and Lance.
This is a problem with us never writing this stuff down.
Yeah, whatever. So... Our A-team, our beginning teaser scene is, like, something that makes no sense without context. We've got Andraz, who's like, oh no, I need to do this seemingly random computer space stuff. Send out the glowing blue rock.
Yeah. Heroes.
Glowing blue rock makes it Earth.
We need heroes, and then an ironic cut to, you know, Mike sleeping in math.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect. Mike is... I think a good character arc would be, he's a good guy, but he lets the rules stop him from getting involved in anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's an idealist. And then, oh my gosh, that's really great. He's the only one who doesn't want any part of cool alien battles.
Yeah, it's like, this isn't what people do. This isn't a thing to do. Okay, so, and we've got Lance as a logical foil, named Lance. Is a, like, a bad boy rule breaker kid who rebels against authority all the time because it's right, and also sometimes because it's authority.
Yeah. There we go. Lance is a cool kid.
Yeah.
He's an independent cool kid.
Yeah.
Harriet is a stickler for the rules. Like, While Mike is the follower, she's like the enforcer, and she's like, I don't know if we should do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot more cautious. She's the heart. She's just nice. That's a bit too much like Mike. Whatever. On paper, they're similar, but in the writing them, it could be different.
Well, I mean, I think you need to differentiate between like following the rules and being compassionate.
Yeah.
It's like
she could be overtly spunky. Well, that's a little Lance, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like there's somebody who says, let's follow the rules, and there's people who say, let's make sure everything's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
That. And then Smalls, ironically named Smalls, he's a himbo.
I love a good himbo. Not enough himbos in media.
He's not like muscular and like works out. He's just a big kid.
Yeah.
So he's kind of the muscle and kind of dumb, generically. And then there's Stevie, the nerd.
And he can cook, because those guys can all cook.
Word.
Alrighty. Every single one of them.
So they're in, well, they're not in detention yet. Mike wakes up and then he's kicking it with Lance during recess and they're talking about something that doesn't matter at all when Vaughn is bullying some kid and maybe it's Stevie. Maybe they don't know each other. Maybe
they don't know each other. It's Stevie. It's like, why are you picking on a kindergartner? This kid's ahead of us.
This kid is like 15. And he's like, what the hell? That's good.
No, I mean, he's like a grade jumper, but also, yeah.
Yeah. So
15, and I'm in college.
Vaughn picking on, yes, that's good. I like that a lot. Vaughn picking on Stevie, Mike and Lance come up to, like, talk about it. And then they don't even get, like, 5 words in when Smalls comes up and then sees there's a kerfuffle. And he pushes Vaughn down. And then a teacher comes by and... right now, Harriet just sees it, and she's like, ah, this is bad, I don't like confrontation.
Right.
And then...
I think it's either that, or she goes over and tries to make sure that Vaughn is okay.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, that's better.
Yeah, Vaughn, it's making sure that Stevie and Vaughn are okay.
Yeah.
Two people who wound up the most beaten down in this. And Vaughn is like, get off me! I hate women!
Get off me and don't vote. Okay, that's good.
Okay, yeah.
And then the teacher breaks it up. Here we go, we're going to detention. Then we're not even like 10 minutes in when the meteor comes down. It's like, whoa, what was that? Well, okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
In detention, Harriet, who was not... Maybe she was thrown in, maybe she wasn't. It could be a... What I'm getting at is we already tease a will-they-won't-they romance between two protagonists. But I would really like if she is, like, the one who convinces Vaughn to come over to the good side at first, you know?
Yeah.
That I feel like, could be a little more...
Yeah. Because, you know, Vaughn... Up. Like, Vaughn gets a little buddy alien, and then the... Evil aliens, what do we call them? Doesn't matter. Magisterians.
Because it's like Magenta.
Like they put more evil inside of him and they make him imprison the little alien buddy.
There we go.
He's like, it's like, this is bad. I love my small friends.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wait, this is great. Okay. How do they possess people? With little tiara crystal thingies, or maybe bracelets that you need to buy if you want to play the card game.
Yeah, definitely.
Should they be bracelets? I think the good guys should have bracelets. Bad guys should have, like, crowns. Because, like, the kids might want to play as a bad guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And then they can, like, they pretend... Okay, think like a kid. You have both, you're twice as powerful. Yeah. I'm going to buy both.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Oh man, this is kind of cool. So if you want to, okay, yes. Everything here in deep space has like a mind crystal that either is on top of their skin or maybe it's deep in their brain for aesthetic purposes for designing more cards.
Yeah.
And so you, with a blue crystal, you need permission. So like, will you fight for me? And they're like, yes. And you need to like build up a loyalty or whatever. The mind purple magisterian crystal is like, you're fighting for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like objectively better, but but bad.
Right, don't exactly. Do that. Yeah.
Consent. That's the moral of our kids' show.
Right, yeah. Consent. And you know, it's like, it's a control thing. It's like, give up, give in, obey.
Yeah, boom. So, Meteor comes down, very Deus Ex, no, not Deus Ex Machina, but Ex Machina, whatever. Something, nothing that the protagonists do has anything to do with the inciting incident.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, Meteor we've established day in the life, normal day, an inciting incident!
Yes, exactly. And parents are strangely absent.
Yes.
And so...
they only meet at school, they get mentioned, somebody's parents get mentioned halfway through season one, we're all like, you have parents?
Exactly. Okay. So, we're approaching the half point of the pilot. Are the bracelets stuck on them? I would think that would be pretty cool. Okay, yeah. That's it. That's dope. The thing that comes down crash lands. And then it... they all, as kids with a glowing... giant glowing blue rock, they all go up and then they touch it all at the same time. Here are our protagonists. Yeah. Heroes are born. Yeah. And then...
then, you know, it dissolves and they... it like, it... it breaks apart into bracelets and goes on to all of them.
There you go. And I'll get to Vaughn in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that, of course, Stevie starts looking into it. Like, the government took the rock away, but I kept this thing, and this was like the important looking thing. And then she uses some sciencey words that have nothing to actually do with it because it's a kid's show. And
quantum electrodynamics.
There you go.
In quantum, English, doc.
Quantum rock. And she, like, in the computer lab that nobody uses because there's no computer club anymore, I don't know. Mm. She's tippity-tap typing away, and then she's like, I built this out of a microwave and
magnets. 14 smoke detectors. Yeah,
smoke detectors. It gives you cancer.
Yeah. It was originally for sale, but I didn't like the way the jail time looked on that. So I decided to turn it into a space radio.
Oh my gosh. She's like winding up to tell you she built a portal and then she just like starts talking about her cancer gun.
Okay.
Well, I got the idea for this when I was watching an episode of Deadly Warrior or whatever. And then, basically it is a microwave, a conduction oven, and the small... the radioactive bit from 50 smoke detectors. Anyone standing within 50 miles has cancer. What? Oh, right, the portal.
Oh, God.
That was too long of a tangent.
Yeah, a little bit.
Stevie builds a portal.
Not going to scan well.
Stevie builds a portal.
Yeah, it's like this was revealed to me in a dream last night.
Yeah.
It was, because...
Andros.
Yeah.
The big face.
Yeah, all right, and then I like that. So they go. They kind of go for the first planet, and Mike is a rule follower, right? It's like he's been sent. They've been sent to the first planet. They all kind of have to browbeat him into going down on the first planet, which is the red planet. If you get my drift, it's the red planet. It's the main one. The first one. Oh. And, you know, he's like, already they're taking over at an unprecedented pace. They're going to take over. So scared, and he's like, look, this is not my problem. This is all not my problem. And it kind of all boils down to this main thing that this show revolves around. I can't make you do this. It has to be your choice to do what's right.
Boom. VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
That actually does play into a VeggieTales thing I was talking about earlier. Okay, pause.
Pause.
One of the best...
animal feet.
...pieces of... one of the best... dude. One of the best bits I've seen recently is this VeggieTales special. It was like a Tom Sawyer type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole deal was, if you can do the right thing, you should. You have to. Just do the right thing.
Spider-Man.
The whole time, the narrator... is stopping along the way and he's explaining, I'm just the narrator, this is a story, and I'm just telling it, I can't get involved. But like characters in the story like address him and they're like, you want some? And he's like, oh, I'm just the narrator, I can't do anything. And then when at the end when the bad guy's like running away, he trips him, and then He's like, you said you're just the narrator. You're not supposed to get involved. And he's like, well, if you can do the right thing, you should. And I was like, yo, he's breaking story convention for the sake of his point. That's so great. I thought it was very good.
That's very good. I like that.
But anyway, we have 20 minutes left.
We have 20 minutes left. Okay.
So the first, we're gonna boil it down to 2 10-minute acts. We're already like halfway through the episode. So we get to the planet, and then Andros is there. He explains the situation. Big old bad aliens, the Magisterians, the magenta ones, the purple boys. We got the purple boys, and they're bad. And if you see something with like a purple aura around it and glowing purple eyes, it's a bad dude. And you need to free it by beating it in a battle, I guess. To break the psychic link.
Yes.
Defend yourself at all times. Go down, choose your cool animal counterpart that you need consent from. We got the bracelets. We go down. What? Let's get to the fun part. This is boring. This is boring talking about stuff. We're on the red planet, the safe home planet. And we're going around and we're going to now pick our go-to sidekick forever. What is our Pikachu? What is our red dinosaur-looking dude from Digimon that I don't remember the name of?
Agumon.
Agumon. What is our Agumon? What is our Pikachu? You know what I mean?
Right. I am picturing sort of a little red Ankylosaur.
Elaborate, please.
Well, it's an ankylosaur that's sort of red and little. You know what that is? It's the...
No one knows what that is.
I'm surprised, honestly.
What?
Write in and tell me. All right, so an ankylosaur, it's that turtle-looking dinosaur with, like, that club on the end of its tail.
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, awesome. I dig that. It's the...
It looks kind of like an armadillo or a turtle. With a hammer, or with like a
wrecking ball.
So how about like, yeah. So like, he's got a wrecking ball tail with spikes on it. He's red, but he has a kind face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Makes like weird lizardy sounds.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mike becomes best pals with this little dude. And
Kyle.
He's like, Kyle.
Kylo.
Kyle.
Whatever. With the Ankylosaur.
Yeah. All right.
Mike and Mike
Slam.
Jr.
He's Slam.
His special move is slam, where he rolls up like an armadillo and spins really fast and slams into you.
Yeah, and he does that.
Lance, he'll have something a little sharper, maybe a bipedal.
I like that, yeah. It's like the only one that's taller than them.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, a skinny, tall one with, like, knives for hands or, like, deployable knives.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, imagine Scyther.
Yeah. Harriet, I feel like those characters tend to get something kind of, like, worthless. So how about something psychic?
Oh, cool.
It's like, we give like, these heart characters something with no punch. And it's, I think that there's sort of something to be said about, like, it's psychic. It can move... It can move a 500-pound rock with its mind if it's focused in.
Awesome. All right. We went with dinosaur for Mike. Bug, more of like a bug type.
Yeah, like a bug.
For Lance. What is the vibe that Harriet's psychic one gives off? The healer. Oh my gosh. Easy. The psychic one can heal. It's like a spell. That's like a...
Yeah. All right, yeah. So it's got a series of vague psychic powers. It can, like... It can stun. It can sort of... Like,
something.
Wow! Ah, my,
yeah,
I'm,
exactly.
I'm stunned.
It's the mage of the group. So something, like, flowy with fabric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. It's
all
like
right.
It's like a little... What if we went, like, with a kind of cutesy hooded figure?
There you go.
I actually love that. It's like, it's a pink... floating hooded phantom.
Yeah. What was that one Pokemon that was just like, that just had like a Pikachu tail and it was just wearing a sheet ghost?
I've just heard people call it Spooky Chew.
Spooky, there you go. It's a little like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like fun.
That.
I dig that.
That's
so
fun.
We've got the, so there's like the fast one that gets a lot of attacks off quickly. That's Lance's. There's like the, you know, well-rounded one. That's Mike's. We've got the mage, the support type. For the healing and the stunning, the CC, crowd control for you who don't play games. We've got Smalls and we've got Stevie.
I think Stevie needs something that is like...
You know what I might dig?
What?
You remember Battle Gear from Chaotic?
Yes.
The rules were however many monsters on the field, and each monster got one Battle Gear, and then you had your deck of attacks and your deck of like special moves, which was music. Yeah. Battle Gear might make sense. That actually makes a lot of sense, because it's like, here's some Battle Gear we stole from the Magistrate. What is it? What did we call them?
Magisterians.
Magisterians.
This time I remembered.
Here's some Battle Gear we stole from the Magisterians. Here's some Battle Gear that Stevie made. Here's some Battle Gear left behind by an ancient civilization.
Ooh.
We could get really cool with it.
Yeah.
So we've got...
So we give... Maybe we give Stevie, like, a robot...
Yeah.
We give Stevie a robot.
Stevie's like, oh, yo, the ancient civilization, whatever. It's like a robot that a conscious robot that was just like dormant and asleep. But then when Stevie got our bracelet close to it, it like awoke them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is raw. I love this.
All right. I think since Mike gets a kind of a heavy out of the gate, and he gets a brute force guy, I think we should go ironic with Smalls, and it is something like unexpected. Like, and it's like, and the thing is, it's like him. He's very gentle, even though he is big, and he gets a destructive, monstrous force or something in his cute little package.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Okay. That one will be like Voltorb or whatever from Pokemon. It's like a self-destruct, like, black hole generator. But it's just too nice to actually do it.
Yeah.
And the card will be like, sacrifice this card to do a shitload damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Character like design wise?
It's like, it shoots a monstrous inferno. And then sleeps for 3 days.
Yeah, there you go. He gets really tired and he needs to sleep and eat. That's great.
Yeah, he's
spot
like,
on.
He's like, he's telling this thing, I need to protect this little guy. Mm. He needs me. And then it's like, oh, we're all going to die. I'm so sorry I couldn't protect you.
Okay, that's great. Togepi.
Yeah.
That's Togepi. Okay, character design wise, we've got Mike's little monster is more squares and circles. Lance's is definitely sharper edges, more triangles and lines. Harriet's is the flowy, just curved lines, like one or two curves and very gentle vibes all over. Stevie's is kind of blocks and triangles because he's like an ancient robot, maybe made of stone. The point is it looks technological. So what kind of shape... What vision do you have for Smalls' little destructive baby? We don't have to think too hard, because this would be up to somebody who actually wants to be involved in designing training cards.
All right, I'm just thinking, like, kind of your... Just sort of like your standard adorable quadruped.
Ah.
Just an adorable... It's like a chinchilla or a bunny-looking guy.
Oh, dope. I love it.
Yeah, you know. And, like, the cute little... His cute little tail and the flaps on his back and his ears all stand up when he charges up to unleash a nuclear blast.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, it's a Pikachu. Squishy. It's like a Pikachu with more flaps and ears and stuff.
Squishy.
Squishy.
Soft
okay.
And, squishy.
And you know, like,
his
they
name
all
is
kind
Mochi.
Of have... Oh, yeah, of course.
His name will be Mochi. Or her. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
dope.
I feel like all of these things are kind of its at this point. Those are its.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, when you bond with your creature, it gives your armor detail.
Yeah.
But, like, that should be an actual thing, by the way, is that it, like, they have their generic spacesuit, and, like, they form a psychic link with their little guy, and then they get a spacesuit color.
Boom. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yo, uniforms. Yeah. This is great, dude.
You know, like, as the show goes on, it's like the creatures can collaborate to create new, more powerful attack techniques.
Awesome. All right. We got to come up with this second half, or last third, one more act. We'll come up with one more 10-minute act and then like a 5-minute denouement. But the 5-minute denouement is just them talking about like responsibility and how often we'll meet up and how often we'll do this and, you know. And who was that one guy we saw? Bah, 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 bah. It was Vaughn. Or it was Vaughn's homie. Okay.
Right.
Because it'll be... maybe the purple Magisterians will be humanoid-shaped and maybe roughly human-sized, so that there is at least some doubt about who that hooded figure was.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, why was there one who looked like a person?
There you go.
Like, well, they can't... The kids. They don't have a physical form, so they'll take over someone they find useful from a specific planet.
Mm-hmm. Vaughn has his own portal.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. This is great.
It was revealed to him in a dream.
So this second half and broad strokes, because we've only got 8 minutes left, rather than decide, oh, 1 minute, 1 episode pilot, 2 episode pilot, this and that. Fun and games. We have our monsters. We have Stevie has found a piece of gear from the ancient civilization, built one of her own, built one or two or three of her own, however many we need. But then there's like the Magisterian one. Ooh, we got this. And now we've got the bracelets, which can control one monster at a time. And then they can also store a piece of gear one at a time.
Okay.
So that way in the episode, they'll each pick a piece of gear and then they'll head out somewhere and then... You know, that way it's a freaking it's a mystery tool we'll need later.
Form and function.
Dope. And then there will be one episode where everybody just has the wrong gear and they never use it. It's like, oh, well, this will be useless. It's just a boring episode.
Yeah.
It's just like, we totally ruined the formula.
And there's the one where they go to the beach planet.
What is that? That's an oyster. Whoa, what creature is this? Oh, no way! What? It's a horseshoe crab! Just a horseshoe crab!
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I've been looking into this. Most sea life is just from space.
That would be a funny throwaway bit. Okay. So the second 10-minute act. We have our monsters. We have some number of pieces of gear. We run into... Magisterians along the way, obviously.
Yes.
It can't be on that home base where the portal is. You know, either the Magisterians don't know where that is, or there's some defenses keeping them from getting there. We need like a safe space.
Well, then I think it's like a ship.
Okay. On the way, yeah.
The ship, it's like, I can only take you to the ship, and then we fly to the planet that we're going to.
Cool. Yeah, that way we've got our safe space, and then we've also got, like, the ship.
Like, we've got to meet at school, we meet in the computer lab, otherwise we meet on the ship, because we can teleport to the ship, and that's awesome.
Awesome. Alright.
I feel like that would also be a fun thing in the show. It's like, I can teleport only to two places, sure, but...
Awesome. Okay.
This is enough to keep me entertained for the rest of my life.
So now we've got the... So how about the... Yeah, here we go. We're on the ship, the mothership, with Andros. The name... Coming up with the names is just kind of a waste of time. And then we see a planet that's under, like, Magisterian attack.
Right.
And we have to go down there and help. And Mike is kind of on board. He has some sort of emotional breakthrough. There's only 5 minutes left, so we don't have time for the character arc. Oh, no. The point is...
We already did this.
What, Mike, like, can't make it work?
Huh?
Mike, like, can't figure out how to...
No, he's scared. He doesn't think this is his problem. He says, I can't force you. I can't force you. You have to be the one who chooses to. And he He meets this little alien guy down there, and he tells the alien guy how scared he is, and the alien and the little dude yes. tries to protect him and gets hurt, and he's like, I'm going to fight for you. I will help you
and then the
with my
alien,
mind brain.
And then the little alien is like, no, we'll do it together. Without talking, obviously.
Yeah.
He's just like, and he's like, oh, I get it now. So Mike is the last to get his, like, monster this way.
I thought
way.
That was the first one. I thought we were doing episode by episode.
Oh, people get their monster episode by episode? That works too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought we were just all talking about the pilot, like, self-contained little situation.
No. That's, hell that's no. a lot better. This is, we're filling episodes to make people want to get more seasons so we can see more stuff happen.
Word.
With our little creatures, who we will give names later.
Yeah. All right. So Mike gets his... What was the name of that alien or that dinosaur?
Ankylosaur.
Yeah, that. Kyle. So Mike and Kyle kicking butt. And Mike is the one who, like, saves the town. And then he gets his suit.
With cool red
out.
Detail and more armor.
Exactly. All right. And,
And then he, like, and then he
like
fist bumps
the
hammer
figure.
Tail, and it's awesome.
They, like, see the hooded purple figure, like, run away, and they just assume it's a Magisterian at that point. And they're like, ah, right, high five. And then 5-minute denouement, where Mike is talking with the group, and he's like, I thought that was going to be a one-time thing, but I really want to go back. I really want to save the day. Also, it was lots of fun, because we didn't really feel like we were in mortal peril, because it's a kid's show.
Right. We don't get weirdly heavy until the season one finale.
Yeah. Is that when we reveal Vaughn?
I think that's like, there's like a 3-episode arc. And the first of those 3 episodes, we find out that, you know, we find out it's Vaughn. And then we reveal it's been Vaughn the whole time.
Yeah.
He's not just some school bully. And, like, and, you know, it'll probably be obvious to a lot of people that that was what was going on, but we still get to reveal it. That's half the fun. That's why you write animation.
Yeah, as a kid's show, that'd go off. I mean, kids would, like, obviously be like...
There's a reason there's been an evil Power Ranger for every season of Power Rangers since Power Rangers started. Oh, man. Who then turns good.
Did you know Power Rangers is an American show? Always has been?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was based on this other something or other.
It's
Japanese
an interesting
thing.
They recycle a lot of the footage.
Yeah, that's why they have masks.
Yeah, exactly. Power Rangers
super easy.
Is super weird, but no, it's a different show.
Yeah,
that they're ripping stuff from in a complicated licensing agreement that I do not understand.
Yeah, there's
and would not bother with.
There's a Japanese show called Super Sentai. Where they, like, just look and act like Power Rangers. Same roles, alien fighting, this and that.
Like,
but the thing is, it's meant to be a ripoff of Power Rangers, but also a lot more slapstick comedy bits in there. And then the Power Rangers come on to Super Sentai. Like, I think it was Dino Thunder. The Power Rangers are on an episode of Super Sentai, and they're like, oh my gosh, look, it's the Power Rangers from America's Power Rangers trademark. This is so cool. What's up? We're big fans. And then the Power Rangers, like, start smacking them, and they're like, you're a ripoff of our show. You suck. And I love that.
I remember the Dino Thunder episode where they had... where they watched the show that was based on Power Rangers.
Oh, man. I remember
that.
That
was bananas.
That was so bizarre.
It was. I'm like, I don't get this. And now, like, years later, I'm thinking back on it. And I'm like, I finally get this. I get this joke now.
I remember
like,
that
like, there's
episode.
One part where, like, they morph and it's exactly right. And they're, like, looking at each other. And it's like, I didn't tell anybody.
I remember that episode. One of the Power Rangers, the Power Rangers once removed, was like a chiropractor, and then a famous baseball player comes to see him.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
And he just like is like putting his hands on his back, and he's like, woo, and he uses like his superpowers, and then it goes into an X-ray, and then it swaps 2 different bones in his spine, and he's like, I feel great.
That's one of those things that I think about every day of my life for no reason.
I think about that a lot.
Yep.
And I think
it's up there with Chalk Zone.
How misleading is that? As a kid, you're like, wow, that was very aesthetically pleasing, so it must actually work that way. And as a kid, I was like, that's it. Dang, I guess whenever I have back pain, my spine bones are just out of order.
Groovy.
Tapped.
Tapped. Tapped.
I would money. Play this. I would play this as a kid.
Yeah.
Because we got. We.
I mean, we wouldn't play it. We'd buy the cards and then we'd want to be a part of it. Say we were doing it.
I would later be one not of those do kids. It. I would be a kid who like got the crown, the Magisterian purple crown bit. Totally missing the point of the show.
100%.
And then people would be like, no, we're good, so we beat you. And I'm like, he just loses in the show all the time because he sucks, not because he's worse. Like, you know, not because his crown is worse than the bracelets. The crown is better than the bracelets. Like, you need permission, and like, I don't. And then I would also get, like, two of the bracelets. I would just be a dick on the playground.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, he's got three. Oh man!
That'd be such a thing. Is that like after the first season, Vaughn disappears from school? Like he's not at school anymore. He's in space.
Oh, gosh! And you need to go to school.
You need to go to school, kids.
Yeah, he's missing out on his like. He's kind of apple like, and milk at lunchtime. He's not growing.
I know you can't. You can't become fascist prince of space without an education.
Word. Season one will be. Fun times. Season two will be the redemption of Vaughn over time. In season by season three, hopefully we've added a lot more characters and stuff. Yeah,
we've added more
stuff.
Characters. Someone else has turned evil for morally complex reasons.
Yeah, or it might just be Vaughn again.
If a Vaughn goes Kylo Ren, it's like you don't know how to be evil, right? Actually, no, I like that.
Maybe.
That was kind of my favorite thing about that movie.
The end?
The end.
The end.
We didn't give it a name!
Okay, not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Not the end. What's the name? What's the name? What's the name?
What's the name? What's the name?
What were the aliens called? Ceruleans? Oh no!
Space Brain War. War Brain. Space. It's Morphin. It's Morbin Storm.
It's a shame that Psychonauts is taken.
It is. That works perfectly. Yeah, you know? Simpatico. Brain Twins. Mind Warrior. Space Mind. Alien Warrior. Force. Space. Avatar. Is Avatar taken? Yes, twice.
Psychvatar. Alopsyche? Alopsyche? I don't know this word. I don't know how to...
I don't know what?
Alopsyche. Alopsyche, having the soul or mind of another person. Alopsychosis. That's
really... All right, yeah. Alopsyche. Cycle up. Cycle up and cycle down, babies, because...
Alotar. Alotar, holy... Yeah, oh my gosh. Just that rolls off the tongue so well. Alotar. A-L-L-O-T-A-R.
Cool.
Because it's Alopsyche and Avatar, is what I'm getting at.
Alotar. The end.
The end. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of StoryTap. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter @StoryTapPodcast. It helps a ton. And thanks again.